Welcome back to College Rights 101, where we break down what every student needs to know to stay empowered and protected. I'm your host, Alexander, and today we'll be talking about something that's more relevant than ever, your rights when you protest on campus. Because, let's be honest, it's one thing to have the passion to speak up, it's another thing entirely to know how to protect yourself while doing it. So, let's get into it. If you've looked around campus or opened the news recently, you know protests are happening everywhere. Students are mobilizing on issues from climate change to free speech to global conflicts. But here's the truth. Most students don't actually know what their protest rights are. That ignorance can cost you disciplinary action, arrests, and even expulsion in extreme cases. That's why I created my project, College Rights 101, What Every Student Should Know in 2025, to help close that gap. So, what are your rights? First things first, yes, you have a constitutional right to protest at a public university. Public colleges like Penn State are bound by the First Amendment. That means the university cannot punish you simply because they don't like your message. But there are rules. Rules about time, place, and manner. In other words, you may not be allowed to block entrances, you might need a permit for very large demonstrations, and you can't disrupt classroom instruction. As long as these rules are applied to everyone equally, not based on your views, they're legal. So, what can actually happen if you protest? Here's where a lot of confusion and fear comes in. Universities can discipline students if protests violate specific codes of conduct, like disrupting academic functions or trespassing in unauthorized areas. Police can arrest students if they claim you're trespassing or refusing lawful orders. But here's the important part. Peaceful protesting, standing quietly with signs, marching on public sidewalks, those are protected. And you're allowed to record police officers or administrators when you're in a public space. Stay calm, ask if you're free to leave, and if you are, walk away. So, how do you protect yourself before, during, and after a protest? If you're planning to protest, or even think you might join one, here are a few important steps you need to take to protect yourself. First, know your school's protest policies. Seriously, read the student code of conduct. Know what the university defines as disruption and what the rules are for public gatherings. Second, don't go alone. Always go with a buddy. There's safety in numbers, and it helps to have someone who can witness or record if anything goes wrong. Third, stay on public property. Sidewalks, public parks, and open campus areas are usually fair game. Stay away from private buildings unless you have permission. Fourth, be respectful but firm with any campus security or police. If they confront you, calmly ask, "Am I being detained?" If the answer is no, you're free to walk away. Fifth, have legal help saved in your phone. Numbers for groups like the ACLU, your campus legal services, or even just the university ombudsman can be crucial if anything escalates. Taking just a few minutes to prepare doesn't just keep you safer, it also makes your protest stronger, smarter, and harder to silence. So, here's what I want you to remember. Your voice is powerful, but only if you know how to protect it. Protesting isn't just about shouting louder, it's about being strategic, smart, and safe. You deserve to stand up for what you believe in without risking your future because of a technicality you didn't even know existed. Empower yourself, educate others, be the student who knows the rules, and how to change them. Thanks for tuning into College Rights 101. If you found this helpful, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Stay safe, stay smart, and never stop standing up for what matters.